The Love Canal neighborhood became a national symbol for the problems of toxic waste in 1978. 900 families were evacuated, an elementary school and two streets of homes were bulldozed, and the remaining dump site was sealed off. Today, the EPA says the 70-acre site can come off the Superfund list. But Mike Shade, with a Buffalo-based group called the Citizens Environmental Coalition, isn't so sure. He says about 22,000 tons of World War II-era chemical byproducts remain buried at the Love Canal site.
Now, while the EPA and Occidental are monitoring the landfill, time will prove that that landfill will eventually leak. It's really inevitable.
Shade believes the EPA announcement seeks to defuse criticism of a recent U.S. Senate vote. That vote blocked reauthorizing a law taxing oil and chemical companies to support the Superfund program. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bud Lowell.